兄姐妹，我在这里祝你们每一个人有一个快乐的圣诞，那么也有一个蒙福的新年。
So brothers and sisters, here I want to congratulate you and wish you a Merry Christmas and a blessed New Year.
我们感谢神，他能够让我们一起在这里敬拜。
We thank our Lord that we may worship here together.
我们也在这里一起庆祝圣诞。
We'll also celebrate Christmas together.
虽然社会上已经把它变成了一个 holiday。
虽然这个 the world in even though the world has changed to a holiday,
但是我们仍然在这里要过，要庆祝主耶稣诞生。
Yet we want to celebrate his birth.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你你自己所成就的奇妙的事。
We thank you for what the wondrous work you have accomplished. Many, many years ago, you have told us that a child will be born for us. A son will be given to us. And all the responsibility will be on his shoulders. He will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Almighty God, Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. We thank you. You have opened our eyes so that we can see this truth. We thank you. May your name be upheld often in us. We thank you and pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. So let us turn our Bible to Matthew chapter 7.
这段经文呢，我们上次看过两个门路啊。
So last time we have read about two gates and two roads.
可以说是主耶稣开始把登山宝训做一个总结。
Which tells us our Lord can begin to make a summary of the Sermon on the Mount.
他很清楚地讲，要不然就是一，要不然就是二。
So he has clearly told us either one or two.
一个是带把我们引到永生。
One will bring us to eternal life.
一个把我们引到灭亡。
The other one will lead us to destruction. There's nothing in the middle in our Lord Jesus. Today, we also see two. Some are good trees. The others are bad trees. First, we should read verse 15.
他说：“你们要防备假先知，他们到你们这里来，外面披着羊皮，里面却是残暴的狼。”
Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves.
为什么要讲假先知呢？
Why they are called false prophets?
我想，如果我们从整个登山宝训，然后从我们上一次所提到的两条门路。
If we study from the entire Sermon on the Mount and also the two gate and two road, you will understand. If you still do not understand, then you have to read the following paragraph on verse 24.
他说，所以凡听见我这话就去行的。
He says, everyone then who hear these words of mine and does them. So he told us to be aware of false prophets. He would tell people of his time to be aware of a false prophet. Because other than him, none of them are.
我们在旧约里面，我们看到很多的先知讲预言。
We know that the prophets speak a prophecy in the Old Testament. All they're pointing to our Lord Jesus. Those who do not speak of him, then we know they are false prophets. At the same time, during the time of our Lord Jesus, he's the only the way, the only life, the only gate. In chapter 10 of John, he says he is the gate. If you do not enter through him, then you are false. So in other words, they are just like wolves. They came to kill, to destroy, and to rob. So he told his disciples they have to be aware of the false prophets. This is a command. This is related to what we talked earlier between the two gates and the two roads. The one is true, the other one is false. So I added that to be aware of false prophets and be aware of false teachers. There's evidence in the Bible. 2 Peter chapter 2.
第一节, 他说, 从前在百姓中, 看到没有, 他说, 从前在百姓中有假先知。
In chapter 1, it says, previously there were false prophets.
然后他说, 将来在你们中间也必有假师父。
In the future, in your midst, there will also be false teachers.
所以我才取了这个名字啊。
So I give this name.
那么我们今天先来想一下, 当主耶稣他讲说, 假先知到底是什么样子?
So when our Lord Jesus says false prophet, what do they look like?
或者假的教师是什么样子?
Or false teacher, what do they look like?
那么第一个, 他们是, 不是第一个啊, 我们想到的就是, 他们是很危险的。
We can think about how dangerous they are. The three areas they are dangerous. The Bible teaches that they are like ravenous wolves. So they, in the word, it means they are violent. They are hungry and they are greedy. So when they came, they want to devour. They came, they want to devour you. They came with a purpose. So in John 10:10, it says, when they came, they want to steal, they want to destroy. In John 10:12, he says that. So the reason for the wolf to come is to catch all the sheep. So he will chase the sheep. And then he will devour them. This is why they are dangerous. Another danger.
然后圣经上告诉我们说, 他说他们是外面披着羊皮, 里面却是残暴的狼。
So the Bible tells us they put on the sheep clothing, but inside they are ravenous wolves.
兄弟们, 如果你想象你自己啊, 是一个牧羊人,
if you can see, imagine yourself as a shepherd.
那么你带着这个一群羊, 我们说, 你很有钱啊, 所以来个500只羊好吧。
I say you're very rich, you have 500 sheep.
那么你是走在羊的前头,
you walk before the sheep.
人家告诉你, 你要小心有狼啊。
They say you have to be careful, there are wolves. So I think the shepherds know what the wolves look like. If the wolf do not pretend themselves, so they do not wear sheep's clothing. So this shepherd would be very, very careful. But what is the danger? The danger is what Jesus is saying here. Even they are with the sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. So if you come just like a wolf, you would be careful. You might have watched and not let the wolf to come. You'll try your best to protect your sheep. What's the danger? The danger is they put on the sheep's clothing. So when she came to the middle, you don't even realize it. This is what Jesus meant. So we continue to study what are the false prophets, false teachers look like. This will go to 2 Peter chapter 2. We don't have time to study the verse by verse. So I will bring out the important topics here. We can look at three aspects from their relationship with God. So in verse 2, they do not recognize our Lord Jesus. Verse
1.
So in verse 12, he says that they do not have the spiritual gift. So some of this is from the Chinese New Translation. So in verse 3, that they are greedy. And they do not reverend toward God. This is verse 10. So oftentimes when he uses these words, so they say they despise God. Or they blaspheme God. What is blasphemy? So when you do not know the true situation about the person, when we see somebody do something, but we do not know what is thinking inside, so we begin to judge him, to criticize him. So this is when you defile them. So it's the same word as blasphemy. So when they say bad thing about God, they blaspheme toward God. The many people do not know this God in this world. They have never read the Bible. But they often blaspheme God. So they are blaspheming God. So in verse 15, they have gone astray from the right path. They know the righteous path, but they forsake. So they forsook God's words.
彼得后书第二章是在圣经里面讲到假先知，我觉得是很清楚，但是也是骂得很直接、很凶的。
So chapter 2 of Second Peter, I think it spoke very clearly about the false prophets and criticized them directly.
另外一个就是犹大书。
The other one is Book of Jude.
因为这两本书都是讲，就是在最后，就是第一世纪往后面，所以他们觉得会有这些假先知、假教师出现。
So those two books speaking of toward the end of the first century when the false prophet and false teachers will appear.
在犹大书里面，甚至把过去一些假先知他们的情形从天使开始。
So in the book of Jude, he lists all the past the false prophets, including angels, made a list of them. The purpose is that we can see clearly. So we know how to discern, distinguish those people. So today we're going to see, to read the book of Hebrews chapter 10.
十章第二十九节
，verse 29。
那么在这里呢，他又告诉我们这些假先知是什么样的。
Here tell us what the false prophet, the false prophet look like。
看到没有，他们是践踏神的儿子，将耶稣的血当作平常。
They profane the blood of Jesus。
他说又是亵慢圣灵。
They also.Blasphemy the Holy Spirit.
就是亵渎那一位对他们施恩的圣灵。
So they have blasphemed against the Holy Spirit who has blessed them.
他们是永远沉沦的。
So they are destroyed forever, fallen forever.
对不对？主耶稣记不记得主耶稣讲过吗？他说你们干犯人子的还可以得到赦免。
Jesus has told that if you have accused the Son of Man, you can be forgiven. But if you blaspheme the Holy Spirit, you can never be forsaken. Why? Because Jesus came first. So after he died and resurrected, he went up to heaven. Then he sent the Holy Spirit. I believe.
主耶稣走了之后，圣灵降下来，这些人还有机会。
So I believe after Jesus has left, the Holy Spirit came. Those people still have a chance.
但是他们如果拒绝圣灵。
But if they refuse the Holy Spirit,
亵渎圣灵,
if they blaspheme Holy Spirit,
那他们就是没有机会,
then they have no more opportunity.
然后我们再看约翰一书第二章,
then we look at the first John chapter 2.
那么约翰福音第, 约翰一书第二章呢, 那边他就告诉我们那些人是敌基督的。
So in chapter 2, it tells us those are the Antichrist.
他又告诉我们这些人里面是没有圣灵。
They tell us they do not have the Holy Spirit in them. Is this serious? When we read all these passages, So one thing I want you to be convinced that you know, which one do you believe? Did you really hear the true truth? So in 2 Thessalonians, they tell us, these people, they did not really receive the new truth, the real truth. They have no relationship with God. Because they do not have the Lord Jesus. So in 1 John, God told us, if we have the Lord, we have the Father.
如果没有子就没有父。
If we do not have the Son, we do not have the Father.
这些人是跟神是没有关系的。
So those people has no relationship with God.
这是他们跟神之间的。
This is between them and God.
接下去我们看他们对人。
Then we look at how do they treat people.
或者是说对神的羊。
Or to the sheep of God.
圣经上告诉我们说，他们只知道喂养他们自己。
The Bible tells us they only feed themselves because they're greedy. They're not afraid. They do not fear God, nor do they fear man. So he tells us that they have brought in the heresy that to harm people. So they blaspheme those three noble people. So they wanted to get some advantage, so they hurt people. They have shown their inward wickedness in people. In the book of Micah, usually we're not very familiar with this. In Micah, it also talks about a false prophet. Let's see what they look like. Chapter 3, verse 5 of Micah. We know there are many, many false prophets. So Micah is toward the end of the Old Testament.
第三章第五节，他说：“论到使我民走岔路的先知，他们的牙齿有所嚼的，他们就呼喊说平安了。凡不供他们吃的，他们就预备攻击他。”Thus
says the Lord concerning the prophets who lead my people astray. Who cry peace when they have something to eat, but declare war against him who puts nothing into their mouth. This is what we can see from the Bible, what the false prophets and teachers look like. It's easy for us to distinguish them. Let's return to Matthew.
主耶稣呢，他经用了两次，他讲，他说，看他们的果子就容易就看得出来。So
twice the Lord Jesus says, if you look at their fruit, you can tell.
接下去我们从第十九节，我们要看一下，他说，凡不结好果子的树就砍下来，丢在火里。
So in verse 19, every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. So here we can see that the false teachers and false prophets, they will be burned, they will perish. This is the warning for
us.
Now, how do we discern them? So we need to remember one thing. The Lord Jesus said they came with sheep's clothing. It's not easy for us to discern. But Jesus told us we can tell them.
主耶稣在16节他就讲了一个比方。So
in verse 16, there's a parable.
因为他说凭着他们的果子就可以认出他们来。You
will recognize them by the fruit they bear.
那么他的比喻是什么呢？
What is the parable here?
就是说荆棘上面岂能摘葡萄呢？
Grapes be gathered from thorn bushes? Or figs from thistle?
树上出来才能出来的。
Grape and figs come from good trees.
那么接下去主耶稣他就说，他说这样，凡好树都结好果子，唯独坏树结坏果子。好树不能结坏果子，坏树不能结好果子。
So continued, that says, a healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a diseased tree bear good fruit.
这是两种树啊。
The two kinds of trees.
一种是不会结好果子的。
One cannot bear good fruit.
结的坏果子。
Only bear bad fruit.
一个是结好果子的。
One will bear good fruit.
他说，好树一定会结好果子。
He said, good trees will bear good fruit.
弟兄姐妹，你们有没有想到，在创世纪里面的时候，神说什么呢？创世纪第一章，他说各从其类。
So.In Bible, in Genesis, God said in chapter 1, all are from the same kind. He separated the light and darkness. And also all according in the kind. The light belongs to light. Darkness belongs to darkness. The two cannot mix. So he gathered all the water together and separated the land together. So God teaches that all of its own kind. So all the trees, all the animals that he created, he tells them all of the same kind.
当主耶稣他说好树结好果子，坏树结坏果子，那么他是指的什么呢？
So when now, what is Jesus telling us when he says good trees bear good fruit and bad trees bear bad fruit?
前面他说你们要防备假先知。
Because he told us we need to be aware of.
我想我们最主要的是要防备他们的教导。
We need to be aware of their teachings.
如果他们的教导是有偏差的。
If their teachings are wrong.
教会做事就会有偏差。
Then the church would do things wrong.
如果是以人为中心的教训。
If they're teaching people-centered message,
教会里面做事就会以人为中心。
Then the church would do things with people-centered.
如果是他的教导是以神为中心。
If they teach us to be God-centered,
那么教会里面做事就会以神为中心。
Then the ministry of the church would be God-centered.
好树。
Good trees will bear good fruit. So bad trees will always bear bad fruit. Jesus said, I am the vine. What kind of branches will bear fruit? Only the branches are connected to the vine.
不属于他的就会砍下来。
If it doesn't belong to him, it will be cut off.
我们在教会里面，弟兄姐妹，我们真的是要注意这些假教师、假先知的教导。
So in the church, we need to be very careful about the teachings of false prophets.
你怎么能够辨明呢？
How can you discern?
就靠着你要把神的话读熟悉。
It depends on how familiar you are with God's words. Wherever I go, I advise people to read the Bible. Someone tells me, he says he believed in Jesus. He is connected with the vine. We are really connected with him.So when we believe in the Lord, we be connected, united with Him. This is because of what the Lord accomplished for us. And then we have the Spirit indwelling us. So He carved His words and law onto our heart.So we are united with Jesus. If someone says he believes in the Lord and is united with Jesus,
但是他对神的话一点兴趣都没有。
But he has no interest in God's words.
我会很怀疑这个人，他是不是真的与主联合。
I really doubt if he's truly united with Jesus.
一个女人如果生了小孩
，If a lady gave birth to a child.
完全不给他吃的东西。
Would not feed him.
你们觉得这是一个很正常的吗
？Is this normal？
所以我们要怎么样分辨
？So how do we discern？
我们只能从神的话语上面去分辨。
Only through the words of God。
我们不但读神的话语。
Not only we read the words of God。
我们也要默想神的话。
We to meditate the words of God。
你知道默想神的话是什么？
What does it mean to meditate on God's words? There was an elder evangelist told me, to meditate on God's words. So we give God opportunity to speak to us. You need to have God's words in you. Then you can meditate.Thank the Lord that you have memory verse every week. How many have you recited? Actually, there are many. It's 51 times already. Sometimes you memorize one verse. Sometimes two or three.We thank God.
但是除了这些背诵之外
，other than all this reciting，
你要经常默想神的话。
You need to often meditate on God's words.
最后我们要看
，the last we have to see，
两个树
，two trees，
一个是好树
，a good tree，
一个是坏树
，a bad tree。
这个好树，我自己相信就是指的主耶稣他自己。
I believe the good tree points to Jesus himself.
一个人要结果子。
If a man want to bear fruit,
或者是说结好果子
or bear good fruit,
他一定要跟这个树好树连上去。
He must have the connect with the good tree.
那么他一定会结好果子。
Then he will bear good fruit.
那么这个好果子不但他这个好果子不但结了。
Not only the fruits were born,
而且会长存
and they will last long.
这就是主耶稣的应许。
This is the promise from Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，旧的一年马上就要过去了。
So brothers and sisters, the old year will be gone.
我要向你们挑战。
I'm going to challenge you.
今天我们在这里领圣餐。
Today we observe the Lord's table.
我本来想请你们想一下，就是过去这一年。
I was going to ask you to think back this past year.
我在属灵里面有没有什么成长？
Did I grow spiritually?
还是说我从去今年年初的时候到现在，好像没有什么两样？
Or between the beginning and the end of the year, there's no difference in me.
我对神的认识跟年初的时候认识是一样的。
My knowing, my knowledge of God is the same. The darkness inside of me is still the same as the beginning of the year. So I challenge you. Time is the most precious thing that God gives us.
So the Bible tells us to redeem, to love the time. Actually, its meaning is to take your time back.
So the Bible tells us that we need to cherish time, means we need to redeem the time. If you spend your time on all the things that you can see on this world, then you have wasted the time that God gave us. I know it's hard to read the Bible. But if you do not read the Bible,
你如果不想神的话,
if you do not meditate on God's words,
我告诉你, 你一年, 一年, 一年就这样子过去,
then every year will just pass.
你真的是浪费了神给你的生命,
then you have wasted the life that was given by God.
浪费了神给你的救恩,
and wasted the salvation from God.Let us pray. Oh, Father, please have mercy on us. May you encourage us so that we may know you more. So that we may have the thirst and the hunger in us. So we can be just like the deer that pants for the water. There's nothing else can satisfy us. Can let us without hunger, without thirst.We present this church into thy hands. May your grace be abundantly be on each one of the brothers and sisters. We believe you will do this. We pray and give thanks in the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.